Amen. The pastor from China and myself, we worked on this sermon. And I believe that God is going to help us, amen, come to a realization, a sermon entitled, Are Demons Real? Can I tell you tonight, demons are real. But demons have no authority over anything of God. Amen? Started at verse 17 out of chapter 10, Luke 10. We're going to start in verse 17. The word of God says, Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us. Does it say in our name? It says in your name. So here it is. Amen. The ones that went out, the 70, when they came back, they said, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for our salvation. God, we thank you that you, God, have remembered and written our names, God, tonight in the Lamb's Book of Life. We thank you most of all for your grace, your mercy, your power, and your authority tonight. God, we honor your name. We thank you most of all in Jesus' name. And all God's people said. See, demons tonight are real. There's a doctrine of demons. Demons are, amen, fallen angels. Demons live today, amen, in today's world. Amen. They live in a temporary judgment. They have had no home, amen, since the demons were kicked out. In verse 18, it says, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Revelations 12:9 says, So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels cast out with him. Fallen angels are demons. Amen. They are also called evil spirits, bad spirits, antichrist spirits. They oppose the work of God. It is in their nature, amen, to go against what God has, amen, for his people. They despise all of God's creation due to their judgment. Listen to me, folks. Because they are in a temporary judgment, they hate you. They despise you. They want nothing good from you. They despise the fact of one thing. That you were made in the likeness, amen, of God and in his image. How many know that there are ancestral, amen, curses, ghosts of past, haunted houses, a haunted house? We call them, amen, witch doctors. In Spanish, we call them curanderas. The reality is that Jesus was visited by Satan himself. When Jesus, as I've made a mention of it this morning, when Jesus was led into the wilderness, Satan came and he visited him. So if this happened to Jesus, how much more tonight, shall a demon also confront you and I tonight? See, demons look for a home. Hell is constantly trying to find access into our lives. In the New Testament, the gathering demoniac in Matthew 8:31, so the demons begged him, saying, if you cast us out. So Jesus was casting, the demons, out of this man being tormented, and they begged him, let us find a new home. See, demons are always, folks, they said, permit us to go away into the herd, of swine. In Matthew 12, verses 43 and 44, When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest and finds none. Then he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, sweat, and put in order. Can I tell you, note this, that the demons travel through a dry, dead, barren and waterless place. But the word of God says that it was swept and put in order. Can I tell you, it waits for an open door to come in and make a chaos out of, what was already put in order. See, oftentimes what we are fighting is not, a person or our own flesh, but rather what we are fighting is a spirit. This is why, having knowledge that demons, a demon's area is critical, to our spiritual life. They are determined, to find a way. Listen, you cannot open a door. That's why when you open a door, once they're in, they're in. And all they want to do is disrupt your life. Through this, we open up that door through disobedience or through something that we should not. Listen, can I tell you? Amen. In the old days, there was a saying, be careful where you go. We have to be careful, folks, where we enter into. You know, when I was younger, I remember my first haunted house that I went to. I was but a little boy. And I remember going through, the door. And as soon as I entered and I opened that door into the haunted house, it was there at the county fairgrounds. But what happened is that when I opened up that door, when I went through there, all I remember is that immediately I began to cry. I began to scream. I began to cry out, help me. And somebody came in. I had just gone in, folks. I was just about 8, 9 years old. But when I went through, I heard nothing but cries, nothing but screams, nothing but, amen, torment, nothing but chaos. And can I tell you, I didn't want to be in that place. Somebody, amen, had to come in and escort me out. Can I tell you, it taught me something, folks. We have to be careful on the doors that we open because, listen to me, folks, when you open it, you don't know what's going to be inside. You do not know, amen. You might think it's innocent. You might think it's, there's nothing to it. But folks, listen to me. When a door is opened, you think it's innocent. But the demons are not going to play around. They mean business. And all they want to do is take you out. And it is, beloved, through disobedience or that open door that you, amen, allow yourself to walk through or allow the demons, amen, to now come into your life. See, those of a different spirit are other people, amen, that demons can come and enter into your life. In Matthew 16:23, but he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but of the things of men. See, Jesus had to rebuke. Can I tell you? He was not rebuking, amen, Peter, but the spirit, amen, that was going through and using, amen, and coming through, amen, and trying to, amen, use Peter to stop the will and the things of God. See, what you allow tonight in your home is critical to the atmosphere of where you live. What you watch, what you listen to. The Word of God says that our eyes and our ears are the portals to our hearts. So what you begin to watch, oh, Pastor, it's just an innocent cartoon. Pastor Rosario, if you can go in, amen, and listen to the sermon, amen, where it talks about Pokemon. Do you know that the writer or the maker of, amen, a Pokemon is a witch? But it's so innocent, Pastor. They look so cute. Oh, you better be careful what you think is cute because it can come in and haunt and destroy your lives. Harry Potter. Oh, Pastor, you better be careful. Because the mystical, the magical, amen, all those things, when you allow those things to now come into your heart, what you have, what you wear, all these different things that are given to you, when you allow those things, they now come in, beloved. And what they do is, amen, they attach themselves, idols, charms, gifts. Pastor Rosario said that his daughter was given a blanket when she was a baby. It was given to her by her grandmother who was involved in witchcraft. Oh, Pastor, but it's just a gift. Things go through. Listen, the spiritual realms, they go through in an unseen realm. When you allow those things to come into your home, when you allow those things, amen, now to attach themselves, listen, that's where the destruction begins. Secondly, there's dominion over the demons. You and I have to learn to walk in dominion. See, you and I tonight do not have to fear demons because Jesus has the power over the demonic. You and I tonight, we hold the authority over them. When the 70 came back, they made a mention, and I stopped and I emphasized that it was not upon their own authority, but upon Jesus' authority. It said, amen, they were there under his being Jesus. So you and I tonight hold no authority over them. You can see, amen, where the sons of Sceva in the book of Acts, they came, amen. Listen, when you go out and you fight in your own authority, the sons of Sceva came in and they said, we cast you out in Paul's name. We cast you out in Apollo's name. We cast you out, you can say any other name, amen. The Bible says that they were beaten, stripped naked. Amen. Listen to me. Amen. The demons will trample. They will strip you of all dignity. Amen. And they will, amen, hold everything over you. It was the authority that Jesus has given you. In other words, you've been deputized by Jesus. You know, when you become a deputy, you have the authority of the sheriff. Amen. You go and you are walking in the sheriff's authority. When you've been deputized by God, folks, when you've been deputized by Jesus, you now have, amen, the authority that is in Jesus. In verse 18, says, I saw Satan fall. Jesus was there from the beginning. The understanding of being God, amen, this gives you and I the understanding of him being God. In chapter 1 of the book of John, it says, amen, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Psalms 110, verse 1. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. In verse 19, amen, of our text, you and I find that we have a promise by God. It says, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Mark 16, 17, and 18. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. If, amen, they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. See, you and I tonight, we must be stronger than the enemy in order, amen, to have the authority. Luke 11, 21 and 22. When a strong man fully armed guards his own palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he comes upon him and overcomes him, he takes from him all his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoils. See, how do you and I, amen, become, amen, a stronger man or woman of God? What is the key? Anybody? What is the key for us to be stronger? Christ. We have to be able to be in Christ, not in your own strength or your own authority. As of right now, the Word of God says that we are below angels. Psalms 8, 4 and 5 says, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than angels. Can I tell you, that's why tonight we need the Spirit of God. That's why tonight, amen, we need the Holy Spirit. Can I tell you, we're not demon chasers. We're not going around, amen, chasing and looking for demons. But when you and I are confronted, or we need to confront a demon, can I tell you, beloved, you do not have to be afraid. Jesus looked at the gathering demoniac. People were scared of him. They left him alone. He was out there cutting himself. He was out there sleeping in the tombs. He was out there. The very first thing Jesus said is, what's your name? See, Jesus didn't come with fear. Jesus came with authority. You and I, amen, do not need to be afraid. You and I, amen, do not need to go run. When you and I tonight pray for healing, we address the spirit. When we pray for deliverance, we address the spirit. And we say things like this, I command the spirit of whatever, amen, of deafness to leave this body. I rebuke you, amen, the spirit of confusion. That's a spirit that comes, amen, and is trying to bring the turmoil, amen, into a person's life. Matthew 18, 18 says, surely I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosened in heaven. Beloved, there is a connection between, amen, the physical to the spiritual. See, the Bible tells us that a third of the angels, amen, fell, amen, from heaven with Lucifer. The thought of the, amen, the thought that Bible scholars, amen, is that Lucifer or Satan was, amen, one of the third of the archangels with Michael and Gabriel. And that's why he was cast, amen. That's why, amen, when he was cast out, a third of the angels fell with him. But can I tell you, there's good news. Yes. We know that there is a third of the angels, amen, that are coming, amen, in the demonic realm against you. But can I tell you tonight, there is two-thirds, amen, of the angels that are there still fighting for you and I tonight. They're in our side. They're in our side. In 2 Kings 6, we see Elijah, amen, speaking to the servants. The enemy had surrounded Elijah where they are located. They want to, amen, take out the army, amen, wants to come in and take out Elijah. The king is upset because God, amen, is speaking to Elijah. And Elijah is speaking to the king, and he's always one step ahead. Elijah says these words, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Verse 17, and Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. See, Jesus himself was ministered to by angels. After a season of being tempted, Jesus came face to face with the devil. In Matthew 4:11, then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. This is the human side that we see of Jesus. He could have rebuked Satan and caused him to flee, amen, with just a flick of his finger. But I believe, amen, this was done. Because how many know, amen, that sometimes during a season of temptation, we get tired and weary. And you and I, we need to be ministered to. When Jesus was facing the cross, Luke 22, amen, starting at verse 41, and he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw. And he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then the angel appeared from heaven, strengthening him. While others slept, he received strength, facing the realities of bearing his cross for our shame. So what, amen, what else do angels do? They protect us. Psalms 91, verse 5. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In other words, amen, they intervene in the spiritual or unseen matters. In the war that you and I fight, what they do is they insert themselves as God's messengers. Daniel, amen, in Daniel 10:13. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. Behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there, amen, with the king of Persia. Can I tell you, amen, the angels from heaven, they fight for you and I. They minister to us. They not only ministered, amen, to Jesus, but today, amen, they also minister to you and I. Hebrews 1:14, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? Lastly tonight, amen, demons do not have or don't determine their destiny tonight. Isn't that wonderful? We could say amen to that. That demons do not determine. Can I tell you? Because they don't determine their destiny, they're already judged. They want your destiny to be in the destiny that's already foreseen for their lives. See, hell tonight is real. The eternal, amen, destination of demons will ultimately be the lake of fire. But in the meantime, amen, they have a limited, can we say limited? A limited jurisdiction here on earth. One author said, they are still, amen, they are still in chains. But God has, amen, lengthened the chain for a short time. See, earth as well, amen, earth as well is being, amen, in hell, so the pit, the outer darkness, Hades. See, one day, you and I tonight shall judge angels. 1 Corinthians 6:3, do you not know that we will judge angels? But until then, we have to walk in the dominion and authority of Jesus Christ. As the end of the world draws near and it becomes more apparent, they will work harder because they know, listen to me, can I tell you? They know that their end is coming near. There's a quote, it says, Christians must not fear or ignore the devil, because both positions are very dangerous. Heaven, amen, though hell is real, so is heaven. in verse 20. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. There is no demon tonight that's big enough to stop the work of God. But there is no demon tonight to keep you from your name being written in the Lamb's Book of Life. John 10, 28 and 29. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. Romans 8, 38 and 39. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present or things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. If you tonight believe in hell, then you must also believe in heaven. If you believe in heaven, then you must believe that there is a hell. Because the Word of God, the book of Isaiah chapter 14, scared the living daylights more out of me than when I went through that haunted house. And I'm coming to a close. Because it says, hell beneath is excited. When I read that, listen to me. I said, hell is excited for me to come. See, I was barely a new convert. And my thought was, how am I ever going to be able to live for God if hell is excited for me to come? Amen? Can I tell you? They're excited for your coming if you go away from God. If you walk upon your own authority, if you walk upon your own strength, if you walk upon your own ways, can I tell you? Then hell is excited. I'm excited that my name, that Jesus, amen, took the time, amen, to put October 20th of 1999, he became my son. Whatever day, amen, you surrendered your life to Jesus, amen, you became a son or daughter of God. Heaven is real. Hell is real. I rejoice tonight. My joy and my rejoice comes as Jesus says in verse 20, but rejoice that your name is written in heaven. That's why I can stand here, and when a demon comes up, what Jesus didn't do when he flicked them, I say, in the name of Jesus. And can I tell you, they are subject, as the Word of God says. They are subject to you. Not because of your own authority, but because of the authority that is in Jesus. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed, amen, tonight. Let me ask you tonight, Matthew, I believe it's Matthew 7. Here's a group of people that come. Lord, we cast out demons in your name. We did all these other things in your name. And then Jesus says these words, I never knew you. Can I tell you tonight, if you're in sin, we are not known by Jesus. If we are in sin, there's only one way that we can have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and that is to repent. See, all these people, they came, Lord, didn't we do all these things in your name? Didn't we do all these things for you? And Jesus says, I don't know you. Because what we did, we didn't do it for the Lord. So when we don't do it for the Lord, then we do it for our pride, our own selves. We don't walk in the authority of God. Jesus said, rejoice that your name is written in heaven. If you're here tonight, amen, and you're not saved, if you're here tonight and you're not right with God, if you're here tonight, amen, and you are not right with God, you can change that fact. And you can say, God, we sang that song, I want to be right with you, God. God, I want to be, God. God, I want to be. There's only one way. You have to accept Jesus Christ into your life. There is no other way. Jesus said, I am the truth, the way, the life. No one comes to the Father but except through me. Is your name written in heaven? If it's not, you can make that happen tonight. You can change that fact. You don't have to continually walk and be afraid. You can be certain tonight. Jesus says, do not rejoice that you cast them out, but rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Maybe you're not saved. You can change that tonight. Just lift up your hand. Lift it up. Lift it up. You can come and give your life to Jesus tonight. Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift your hand to God tonight. God wants to touch you. God wants to help you. God wants to move. God wants to touch your life tonight, church. Maribel, can you come and pray for her? Come on, mama. Jesus loves you, baby. Okay? Ms. Maribel's going to pray for you. How about you, adults? We have the innocence of a child. Do not rejoice that you cast those demons out, but rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Maybe you're backslidden. You at one point allowed God to walk with you, to lead you, amen. But just like, amen, the fallen angels, they were once in heaven. But they followed the ways of somebody that led them out, away from the things of God. Maybe that's you tonight. You're not right with God. Would you simply do one thing? Just lift up your hand. I want to pray with you. Maybe you're backslidden in this place tonight. You can get right with God. Anybody here? Lift it up quickly. Lift it up. Amen. Church, heaven is real. But also, church, can I tell you, hell is also real. And I want to finish the race. I don't know about you, but I want to finish the race that I've begun. There was a marathon that was run that when the winner came through, after reviewing the video, amen, footage, it was determined that the winner was disqualified because he cheated. He took a turn, and that turn, amen, it caused him to go through And he was disqualified. Disqualified. He thought he was in the glory. He thought he, he had already received the banner, the medals, everything else. And then it was determined, can I tell you? I don't want that to be our life. God, we did all this. God, we're here. And then God look at us and say, I never knew you. I want to be right with God, folks, all the way to the end. I want to be right with God till the finish line. We have to continually check our hearts. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, guard your hearts with all diligence. You have to check yourself. How is your heart? Because the Word of God says in the book of Jeremiah, the heart is deceitful and wicked above all things. That's why we have to continually, amen, check our hearts. Are we right with God? Is our heart getting tainted? Is our heart, our life? Where is our heart tonight? Come, amen, do a heart check tonight. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God. Lay hold of God tonight, amen. Let God, amen, help you. Let God tonight, amen, touch you. Let God tonight. Guard your heart with all diligence. Listen, can I tell you, we have to be careful. We have to be careful because easily the demonic can come and it seeks a place where it can dwell. It seeks a place to inhabit. And when you invite or you let a demon in, it begins the torment of your life. Cuando dejas a un demonio entrada, empieza a atormentar tu vida. Por eso tenemos que tener cuidado de lo que hacemos en esta noche. De lo que miramos, de lo que escuchamos, de las cosas. Por eso la palabra de Dios nos dice, guarda tu corazón. Porque de tu corazón fluyen las cosas de la vida. We gotta guard our heart, folks. We gotta guard our heart. You can't lay your guard down, because can I tell you, the demonic don't lay it down. Tienes que guardar tu corazón, porque las cosas demónicas no van a parar en tratar de atormentar tu vida. You cannot let your guard down. No puedes dejar tu guardia que baje. You always have to be on guard. Siempre tienes que estar en guardia. Amen. Let's allow God to help us. Hay que dejar que Dios nos ayude. You know, when we allow God to help us, the demonic don't have power over us. Amen. It's when you allow, when you and I, for whatever reason, allow those things to now reign in your life. Once they get comfortable, they get rooted in. Once they get rooted in, they're like, they let me in, and now they brought me a lawn chair. And now I'm taking refuge. And we see the work of the demonic. But Jesus said, they cast out demons in my name. In the name of Jesus. The name given unto man, that there is no other name that you and I can cry out to that will give us the authority tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants to help us. John, won't you close us in prayer tonight? So one other thing, remember we start our fast, amen, at midnight tonight. If you need us to pray specifically for different things specifically, then write them down and we will pray. Amen. God bless you.